Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It's Free Talk Live, kicking off the second hour here, where you can take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about something that maybe a lot of people weren't aware was possible. Maybe you did know it was possible, but you didn't know exactly how it was being utilized. The idea that the police can do what they call a geofence warrant and
so creepy.
Send this to Google or I presume Apple phone service providers and gather information about who was in a specific area at a specific time, whatever radius or diameter that they need to put some people under suspect for committing whatever crime it was that was committed in that particular area. What started the discussion was a story from NBC News about a guy who got a notice from Google out of nowhere.
He got an email
that explained to him that that he was under investigation, that Google was requested, that Google was looking for, or that the police department in Gainesville, Florida, was looking for information about his whereabouts.
Yep.
And that kind of freaked him out, so he and his parents hired an attorney, and that attorney learned a little bit more, and that kind of catches us up to where we were, I think, in the story.
Yeah, the geofence warrant is a police surveillance tool that casts a virtual dragnet over crime scenes, sweeping up Google location data drawn from users' GPS, Bluetooth, Wi-Fi, and cellular connections from everyone nearby, which is the scary part. These warrants, which have increased dramatically in the past 2 years, and they have a link to another article about that, can help police find potential suspects when they have no leads. So this is a tactic the police resort to when they have no clue. They're like, well, we're clueless. Let's try and, how many people were around that area that day during that time? Okay. Google, tell us with your, fascinating GPS location technology, how many people were around that area? Okay. How many people have been in that area repeatedly? Right? They can drill down on this information and sort it and chop it and slice it and dice it. And then once they get, enough folks that meet that criteria, they can then, say, okay, well, we want the names of these particular people.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how this guy got, pulled into this whole bit. So they also scoop up data from people who have nothing to do with the crime, often without their knowing, which Google itself has described as a significant incursion on privacy.
Hmm.
So Google is describing this as a privacy violation, but they comply because, the state has, guys in costumes with, firearms, and they'll come and, arrest them or put them in cages.
We'll find out where this is going here in moments, but first we go to the phones to, Parnell Correction Facility? Is that what it is, Art? Where are you calling from tonight? Oop, would help if I unmuted it.
Yeah.
Let's try that again.
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, we got you now.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I want to give an update on the lawsuit that I'd filed on the proposed class action lawsuit for the draconian laws that are in the books in Michigan that are still being enforced.
Okay.
That's including, abortion, cohabitation, decency laws, et cetera. They've got a bunch of them that have been ruled unconstitutional, still on the books, still being enforced. And some of them, like the decency laws, even with your own wife, consensual sex, you can end up to life in prison. But anyhow, and then even some of the cohabitation laws, they have indirect effects as well. You may be denied housing. You could be fired from, terminated from your job. Published cases talking about all this stuff. Denied various private organizations, memberships, et cetera. But anyhow, they put it to mediation. They're asking for money now, which doesn't make sense because we're not challenging a prison condition under the Prison Litigation Reform Act. But, of course, they're making like $40-some million a year on the backs of prisoners for the $400 filing fee. So they want to get paid no matter what, and they just throw the case out because, John Roberts, the U.S. Supreme Court Justice, has hands-off policy. So basically, the government can do whatever they want, and to prisoners or to civilians. So it's pretty effective. So they throw out 99% of all the cases. But anyhow, so we're challenging that. We're also still looking for help from anybody that give us it, whether it's legal assistance, financial assistance, paying the court filing fees, et cetera. And of course, anybody wants to look at the case, they can just go to www.pacer.gov, and they can just type in 19-CV-134-68. That's, of course, Arthur Rouse versus United States Attorney General. We sued both the state and federal attorney general because we're trying to get some help from Bill Barr, but we'll see how that goes.
Okay.
And also, in addition, if anybody wants to any of the information, they can J-Pay me directly just by typing in, you know, www.jpay.com and then just put in R-O-U-S-E, Rouse, and then 274-237. And like, so, or they can visit us on the Facebook for Prisoners for Liberty.
So what's the current status of this case?
Maybe well, right now it's in mediation, and basically they're asking for filing fees, which is a $400 filing fee. Which we've contacted the ACLU, Lambda, and a few other organizations trying to get some assistance. So far, we've only got definite maybes, no positive results yet. Like I said, we've also contacted a number of professors and attorneys as well, trying to get legal assistance because they really don't like they won't allow us to represent the class if you know for the proposed class status.
Because you're not an attorney.
And of course, we can't properly represent the rights of others, but it seems strange that they could just throw it out and no one's going to represent them. So it seems like it'd be better to have somebody that's halfway decent versus no one, you know?
Yeah.
But anyhow, it's the way it's set up because they know that they need a licensed attorney in there so that they can disbar them if they fight too hard. And they do. We have a guy, an attorney in Michigan, Jeffrey Feiger, they fought extremely hard. They did everything. They fined him. They reversed a lot of his rulings. They brought criminal charges. And he ran for governor of Michigan as well. They've done everything possible against that guy. And, of course, now he lays down and does what he's told. But that's the way it works. They come after you with
criminal charges. Because if you're an attorney, you are an officer of the court before you are the representative of your client. So even though you're contracted to be the representative for your client, before that, you owe a duty of allegiance, and you're bound by whatever it is the courts want to tell you to do. So you've got to do what the courts say before you can do what the client wants
you
to do.
That way they can control you so that you don't fight too hard.
Right.
They want to keep a lot of these draconian laws on the books so they can continue to control the
If you step out of the court's ruling or whatever, if you step out of line, then they'll have you disbarred and your career is over as an attorney.
Fine, disbarred, et cetera.
Yeah.
And that's exactly why they do what they told, just like they did in Nazi Germany.
And that's one of the reasons why I've always gone ahead and done cases pro se, but as you pointed out, you can't do that if it's a class action case. You wouldn't be able to represent other people. But if it was just your case, then it would be a little easier. And then as a pro se person, then you have a little more leeway. You can argue things.
You need to find pro se for our listeners.
Thank you. Yeah, somebody who doesn't have an attorney. Somebody taking their own case on in court. And then you can you can then do some more unusual approaches. You can say things that attorneys would normally never consider saying in a courtroom, and you can get away with it in a lot of cases.
And of course, all the legal articles that I write on this stuff, I file them in the court as exhibits so that no matter what, even if they do throw the case out, A, it's documented everything that I wrote to the court, so I'll document it for anybody to look at anywhere in the world, number one. Number two, they can clearly see that, you know, I don't just cite frivolous stuff. I use law review articles from legal scholars across the United States to support whatever view that I'm bringing forward. So I know I well research it before I go into court. I document everything and like I said, I dot all my I's and cross up my T's.
Well, I appreciate the efforts, Art. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you there. Art calling from Michigan in prison. One thing's for sure about being in prison, you got plenty of time to dot the I's and cross the T's.
Indeed.
855-450-FREE is our toll-free number. Wish him the best with the lawsuit there. 855-450-3733. More about tracking technologies being used against you coming up.
I can definitely say that I have found the best cryptocurrency wallet. Certainly the best named one. I'm Mark Edge, and I love the Edge wallet. I've been using it for the last few months. You can buy, sell, trade, and hold your cryptocurrency securely. I trust my holdings of all the major cryptocurrencies to Edge wallet, and you should too. No long phrases to memorize, just a username and password. Secure your freedom with Edge wallet. Get it now on Apple or Android in the App Store or at edge.app.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, dial toll free. Bring up anything you want here. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. You want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty? Well, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. As we continue here with you tonight, it's Ian
and the Reverend Captain Kickass.
If you're just tuning in earlier tonight, Captain Kickass, you brought in a story that we have not yet gotten through. It's from NBC, and it's about geofencing technology used in the case of police investigations. So geofencing, I don't know a whole lot about it, but I've heard it used in sort of the advertising world. I've got a guy from what was Clear Channel, now iHeartMedia, who's been pitching me on doing some advertising, because I do ads here in the Keene, New Hampshire area promoting cryptocurrency. And so he's like, well, we can get you geofencing where you can...
Gives you demographic information, right?
Well, you get demographics. You can basically, they're using the info that they have on telephone, you know, users that have their app or whatever, and or associated apps. They've got like a network of apps that somehow they can get data from.
Right.
And it's used in the case of, well, if you want to advertise a thing to a certain zip code or a certain set of zip codes, you can do that.
Right.
Because they've got an app, you know, the iHeartMedia app, which, by the way, I'm not saying you should do this or anything like that. I'm not sure if I'm going to yet, but it's interesting, the technology they have now. It's like, oh, well, if somebody's within this particular geographic area, they will receive the ad. You don't want to advertise to someone in New York. You want to, because, you know, they've got millions of listeners all across the United States.
Right.
And only some of them are within this zip code. So you can specifically target them.
We've talked about this once before with something, a different article unrelated to this, where, like, if you sign into, like, the free Wi-Fi at your local department store, you know, your Walmart or whatever, that you're actually turning over some data as far as, like, at least within the store. Where are you stopping?
Where
what
are you
looking at? You know, all that kind of, oh, this guy spends a lot of time in the shoe department or whatever.
Well, they're also using Bluetooth for that, too.
Right. And so, like, that makes sense with what you're saying, that, like, this would be used to advertise to people in different and new ways.
Exactly. And in the case of the government, it's being used, the location data. And, I mean, you kind of already knew this, right? Like, you should have already known that if Google has your data, that the government could come for it. And what was interesting about this story was that Google actually gave the dude that they're suspecting of committing a crime here, who he says he didn't do it, they're actually giving him a heads up saying, hey, the police are looking for your data. We're going to go ahead and give it to them unless you file a lawsuit.
Right. If you don't respond within 7 days to this thing, then, you know, yes, we're required to turn over your information.
Right. What else do we need to know?
So he was confused and worried. He examined his phone. He's an avid bicyclist. He used an exercise tracking app called Runkeeper to record all of his rides. The app relied on his phone's location services, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And you've seen this if you're like a skier or a bicyclist, a swimmer even. Like, it tracks how many laps you've done. For skiers, it can show you how fast you did your run and all that kind of stuff. So this app did all of that. He looked up his route on the day of March 29th, 2019, of the burglary, and saw that he had passed the victim's house three times within an hour as he was doing his loops around his neighborhood. He says, it was a nightmare scenario. I was using an app to see how many miles I rode my bike, and now it was putting me at the scene of the crime, and as a result, I was the lead suspect. Not just a suspect, but the lead suspect. So, the victim was a 97-year-old woman who told police she was missing several pieces of jewelry, including an engagement ring worth more than $2,000. 4 days after she reported the crime, Gainesville police, looking for leads, went to an... I'm going to butcher this. Alachua, A-L-A-C-H-U-A?
Alachua.
Mm-hmm. Alachua County Judge with the warrant for Google. In it, they demanded records of all devices using Google services that had been near the woman's home when the burglary was thought to have taken place. I don't know what near means in this an example. The first batch of data would not include any identifying information. Police would sift through it for devices that seemed suspicious and ask Google then for the names of those users. Kenyon's the attorney, said police told him that they became particularly interested in McCoy's device after reviewing the first batch of anonymized data. They didn't know the identity of the device's owner, so they returned to Google to ask for more information. And so that's just, you know, reasserting that they get generic information without any identifying. They look for patterns that they think might be suspicious nearby. So all these things are unquantifiable, might and near, right? How do you quantify that? And then they go back and ask for specifics about those particular users. So that request triggered the January 14th notice of the technology giant that was sent to McCoy. Part of its general policy on notifying users about government requests for their information. So apparently Google as a corporation has a policy about notifying people when governments request their information. There is a link to it in the story, but I'm not going to cover that right now. The notice, however, was McCoy's only indication that the police wanted his data. He would not have found out that the police were even looking at him had Google not emailed him and said, hey, you know, we got to do this unless you do this, yeah. Right?
Interesting.
So, and the Gainesville police declined to comment. While privacy and civil liberty advocates have been concerned that geofence warrants violate constitutional protections for unreasonable searches, law enforcement authorities say those worries are overblown. Well, of course they are, because then they lose their nifty toy. They say police don't obtain any identifying information about a Google user until they find a device that draws their suspicion. Mm. And the information alone is not enough to justify charging someone with a crime, they say. Google geofence warrants have been used by police agencies around the country, including FBI. Google said in a court filing last year that the requests from state and federal law enforcement and authorities were increasing rapidly. This is where the part where I was like, oh my God. Increasing rapidly by more than 1,500%. From 2017 to 2018, 1,500%, and by 500% from 2018 to 2019. Those are huge jumps in percentage that this tool is being used. So, you know, once the government goons get their hands on a new toy, there's nobody they won't use it against.
It's true.
It's a great.
What they would use this for, you know, as they pointed out, you're not going to get likely charged with a crime simply because you were in the vicinity of the crime. However, they will come talk to you. Or they'll try to talk to you. If you talk to them. Now, again, I don't support people committing actual crimes against other people, you know, their violence or stealing or whatever. So I do support the police investigating crimes like that. But if they're looking for a drug dealer or something like that, then I'm against them doing that kind of investigation.
Yeah.
And so this could give them suspects, and then they go talk to the suspects and they see what they say. And then what you say may get you.
But they wouldn't otherwise be able to obtain this type of information
without these geofencings. 855 453. And you can go into the Google Maps app on your phone and it'll show you the places you've been. So it's all there. And if you think you can turn it off,
you can.
I don't think you can. Even if they say they're turning it off, they probably still have a record. They're just not showing you. More coming up.
Next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org. Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Vice President Mike Pence says the threat of contracting the coronavirus in the United States remains low.
That being said, we are going to continue to lean into this effort to call on industry, to call on every agency of government to deal with it.
The vice president speaking today in a meeting with cruise line executives in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Pence is heading up the administration's task force on the virus. As far as the coronavirus and the economy, economist Steve Moore with the Heritage Foundation tells Fox News,
I think we may see some more sell-offs, but first of all, the fear of the virus is what's causing this economic chaos, right, not the virus itself.
And the cleanup continues in Tennessee after tornadoes ripped through the area early Wednesday morning. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can dial toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number, 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the various features that you will find there, including the Free Talk Live feeds. We've got a podcast feeds, a couple different ones, a few different options. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. There's kind of like the normal feed that's got all the content in it. It's got Free Talk Live's full shows. It's got what we call the Daily Digest, which is like a 20-30 minute version that a gentleman who has been volunteering to do this basically for the last few years, which is amazing, Riley Blake from Utah. Thank you for doing all that.
Good guy. I love the Digest. It helps me keep up with this show.
Yeah, I mean, if you're time limited, then the Digest is a huge help, because this is a 3-hour long talk show that in podcast form is 2 hours of just straight talk content. If you cut out all the commercials and the news breaks, and he cuts out what he thinks is the most relevant portions of the show. So you get all that in the main feed, and or you can subscribe to a feed that has only the Digest, or you can subscribe to a feed that has only the full show. So, you know, you can kind of customize it how you want. Go to feeds.freetalklive.com, and you can learn more about that there. And also, don't forget, bitcoin.com. If you are new to cryptocurrency, you're new to Bitcoin, you've heard a lot about Bitcoin on the news, you want to learn about the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, then get over to Bitcoin.com. They can help you with that. They've also got a great news site at news.bitcoin.com. Plus, you can buy or sell Bitcoin Cash on their new local site at local.bitcoin.com. There's so much to do. There's a lot to that site. Go and check it out at Bitcoin.com. It's a great place to get started learning about cryptocurrency. That's Bitcoin.com. As we continue here, we've been talking about this geofencing. Do we pretty much cover the story at this point, Captain, or is there more that is relevant and worth sharing?
There's a bit of commentary from some police that have used it. There have been very few court challenges to the Google geofence warrants, mainly because the warrants are done in secret and defense lawyers may not realize the tool was used to identify their clients. The only exception that we know of is an accused bank robber in Midlothian, Virginia, who's fighting the charge, arguing the geofence warrant used against him was illegal. That case is pending. It goes on to just talk more about, you know, what happened to the guy, what he went through, what he found out. The disturbing part for me were, like, some of the comments about, you know, oh, well, if you've done nothing wrong, you don't have anywhere to hide. Mm. And, you know, all the usual statism that goes along with somebody who's just being railroaded by the government for the first time in their lives.
Well, the problem with that, I mean, it's always worth rebutting that claim because it is not an uncommon thing to hear people say. So whenever it gets brought up, it's always worth talking about it. You don't know what you have to hide. Sorry, you don't know because you don't know what all the laws are. Have you read them?
I haven't. No, there are so many laws that nobody, and not even like a team of, not even all the people on the planet can get together and tell you how many there are. Go ahead and find that. Google that. If you don't believe me, go ahead and do your own research and go, how many laws exist?
Right. It would take lifetimes for many you to, lifetimes. If you just read for like 8 hours a day, 10 hours a day or whatever, it would take you multiple of your lifetimes to get through the laws, even if you could understand them. I mean, I don't know about you, but I've tried reading some laws before, and it sucks. It's hard to understand. They're obtuse. They're hard to read. The words that you're reading don't actually mean what you think they mean. They're legalese, so they're written in a language that is for lawyers.
Yeah, this is what I refer to this as what they... So there's the set of books, right? And everybody kind of knows this. These are the, you know, all the laws that folks are more commonly aware of and sort of the overt things, right? Like, oh, you get pulled over for speeding, or, oh, you shouldn't jaywalk, or, oh, you committed a murder, right? The overt laws. But then there's a second set of books. So once you're accused of something, there's all this procedural stuff underneath the laws that is the second set of books that where you get even more royally screwed than you do by just being accused of violating one of the known entities on the top set of books. So it's kind of like we refer to things as the deep state. This is one particular portion of that exists that most people don't know about, and where the legal land, I believe, as Mark Stevens refers to it, is underneath all of these laws, all the procedural stuff where if you screw up one little thing, you are toast.
Right. Don't object at the right time or
don't
whatever.
File the right piece of paper.
Which is why they want you to have an attorney, because they know a lot of this sort of arcane, obtuse stuff that you're talking about. And it's just so frustrating. So, no, you can't know what all the laws are. You can't know if you've broken the laws. Some people have said that the average person breaks three or commits three felonies a day, and they don't even realize it. Not that they're harming anyone. Not that they're actually doing damage to another human being or any property. It's just there's so many damn laws, so many prohibitions, so many things that are illegal that you violate them regularly without realizing it. And if they wanted to go after you for it, they could.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you definitely have something to hide. You just don't know what it is. So better to keep quiet.
Just to wrap up this bit, this guy did win his case. His lawyer actually used some of the same tracking data to clear him.
Mm-hmm.
So it ended well for this guy.
Well, now, wait a minute. When you say win the case, they didn't bring charges against him.
No, but, I mean, the charges were dropped. They brought
charges in the first
place? The attorney was able to have the legal challenge drop. So they were challenging, his attorney was challenging them against using this data, saying it was unconstitutional, and they were victorious in saying that it was unconstitutional, at least for this particular case, by using some of the same tracking data to prove that he did not even go into the home, right? Because you could tell his bike path, you know, and he was here and here and here at this time, and, you know, that kind of a thing. So it ended well for him, but the part that I wanted to mention was the case ended well for McCoy, Kenyon said, but the larger privacy fight will go unanswered.
Of course.
As usual. So, and, of course, we'll post this link to our Twitter feed and that kind of a thing. If you want to go and read the full article yourself, you're welcome to do so. There are some things that, you know, we've sort of breezed over.
You can follow our Free Talk Live Twitter and Mastodon, which is a better alternative to Twitter because it's decentralized. But you can go to twitter.freetalklive.com. You can go to toot.freetalklive.com. That'll follow our Mastodon feed. And also our Telegram channel, where all the content's the same on all three of these things. Telegram.freetalklive.com. So it's your choice how you want to follow the show, and that's where we post things like show prep and such. Let's go to Tom. He's in Hudson, New Hampshire. If you want to join us, you can. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE like freedom. Go ahead, Tom.
Okay, so there are three Democratic candidates running for president, and the Democratic Party is about to hold a debate, and the top two of them get to debate. And
right.
They're keeping Tulsi Gabbard out of there. This is important because they're going to be debating, they're going to be voting on Tuesday in Michigan, and that's one of the states where you've got a lot of affiliates that are carry the program on Saturday. It's important for them to understand why they are, it's obvious why they are excluding her. They know that she would win. She did pretty well in a debate long ago, and she helped knock Kamala Harris out of the race. They're scared of her message, and also they're so scared of it that crooked Hillary even went so far as to accuse her of being a Russian plant. And if there were any evidence of that, then, of course, I don't think she'd still be in the National Guard right now. She would have been kicked out a long time ago if there was any evidence of that. But
yeah, Tulsi Gabbard is an interesting character. I mean, I got to say that of the Democrats this whole time, she's probably the least evil of them because she is somewhat critical of the warmongering state.
That's what I was about to bring up.
By no means is she completely anti-war, but she is more...
Probably the most anti-war, I would guess. But
more so than the others.
I disagree with the caller that this is important.
What do you mean?
I don't think that any of the Democratic debates or the Republican debates, I don't think any of it's important to anyone at all.
I mean, yeah, it's not going to make a difference one way or the other, but it is interesting from the perspective, and thank you for bringing this up here tonight, Tom, from the perspective that somebody like Tulsi Gabbard, who has a viewpoint that is a threat to the status quo, at least as far as the militarization and the militarized police state and all that they won't let her in the debate.
And this is exactly what happens.
Right.
That's why it's not important.
And not only that, they've actually changed the debate rules to exclude her specifically because she made the qualification. Now that she has a delegate, now they're raising the number of delegates you have to get in the debate.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You hop into one of those, we'll join you there. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. And tonight it's Ian
and the Captain.
Also, want you to know that the next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, they say you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar in their mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of Divvy's relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DiviProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, DiviProject.org. Let's go to Joe. He's in Chambersburg, Pennsylvania, listening to WEEO on the FM band. Go ahead, Joe.
Hi there. How you doing?
Good, Joe. What's on your mind tonight?
Love your show.
Thanks.
It always gets me provoked, though.
Good.
Because I think you're giving the cops a bad rap.
Oh, no. Why?
Well, it's like they have a job to do, okay?
And yeah.
Imagine you're a cop and you're out there trying to catch the bad guy, okay?
Okay, well, then that would put me in a different position than most cops, Because a lot of cops are out there just arresting teenagers and, you know, people for possession of marijuana and other things that aren't really bad guy stuff.
Breaking the law.
No, well, that's different than being a bad guy, right? Because there's a lot of stupid laws out there, aren't there?
Well, aren't they supposed to enforce the laws?
Well, they are supposed to, but they also have discretion. So, like, if they were actually, like, a decent human being, they would only enforce laws that are actually worth enforcing, like murder and rape, arson, property destruction. Isn't that what you want the police out doing, rather than busting, you know, somebody for having an underage drink?
Well, I mean, we have to have guidelines for anything, you know. And police,
yeah, we do. They're called principles. Have you heard of the non-aggression principle?
Explain.
Okay, the non-aggression principle is simply the idea that everybody can do whatever they want so long as they don't harm another person or another person's property.
It's a preschool-level kind of rule.
Are you talking about, like, marijuana, underage drinking, that type of thing?
No, you said that people need guidelines. I'm saying there's one guideline that pretty much covers all of the, we'll call it a moral compass that's been pounded into everybody's brains, either from, you know, whatever's taught in schools or even religions, right? This is a common thing shared across most religions, which is, it's kind of like the golden rule, right? You've heard, do unto others as you would have others do unto you. It's kind of like that, except it's called the non-aggression principle. And it's a principle because it suggests, and quite rightly, as far as the evidence that I've seen, that if you just abide by it, you will be a decent person.
No, no, no. I will disagree with you there, Captain Kickass,
really?
Because non-aggression is just a baseline of how to interact with other human beings. It doesn't define whether or not you're a decent person. It's certainly
it guides your behavior
a-hole.
With interacting with other people.
All it does is it says don't hurt other people. That's all it says. You can still be a total a-hole and be adhered to the non-aggression principle. So, in my opinion, as far as human interactions are concerned, it doesn't go far enough. But it is a baseline of this is the bare minimum that
right.
you ought to do, or rather ought not to do, which is to say not harm another human being. And unfortunately, Joe, the police are regularly harming other peaceful people as part of their duties and their job, and that's just not okay, is it?
Well, I think it's just like any other group of people. You have bad cops, you have good cops, you have bad radio announcers, you have good radio announcers. I'm a truck driver. You have good truck drivers. You have bad truck drivers.
Mm. Do you have any evidence to support the good police, bad police scenario?
Well, I think it's just pretty much common sense. You have people who, you know, will abuse their authority.
Well, see, that's the thing. I think it's an abuse of my neighbors when the police are going over. Let's say I live in a college town. They right now it's Saturday night, and I guarantee you, if I were to go out of this studio at 10 p.m. when we get off the air, Eastern Time, and I were to go down to the college neighborhood, and mind you, I've done this a number of times, so I'm not speculating, that if I were to go down to the college neighborhood, I would be able to, within a matter of minutes, if I monitored where the police were, you know, listened to the scanner and, you know, went to go and see what they were up to, I would find them harassing college students for things like walking down the street with a beer in their hand. And that's
underage
just not...
drinking.
Whether it's underage or whether it's just open container.
Yeah, because these are college kids. They could easily be 21, 25,
right.
Whatever.
There's also a law against open container in a lot of towns in the United States. There's some cities that actually don't have it, like Savannah, Georgia, where it's totally legal, apparently, to have open containers. And you know what? Everything's fine. But
you're against laws.
Well, I'm against anything that has a prohibition on peaceful behavior. So
right.
I'm not opposed to laws against murder or rape or arson or property destruction or anything where there's an actual victim. But if there's no victim in my mind, there's no crime, Joe. I mean, I don't know about you, but I'd much rather have the police investigating crimes with a victim than spending their time harassing teenagers or young people or anybody else who hasn't actually harmed anybody else. And so that's where I say that, no, the people who got into policing for the right reasons, and I know they exist. I've met these guys, okay? I know that there are cops out there who really wanted to go after the bad guys. And then they were told, well, tonight you're assigned to the underage drinking duty. And it's
right.
Like, that's not why they signed up for this, because every one of those cops, I guarantee you, every one of them had a drink under the age of 21. Guarantee you.
Well,
you really want to make a cop uncomfortable? Ask them that question on video. You know, wherever it is you come up on one of them, ask them if they had a drink under the age of 21, and they won't answer you. They won't answer.
Well,
they don't want to admit it.
You call it harassing. I would say they're probably just monitoring the area and just kind of giving a presence of law.
Have you heard of stop and frisk?
No, it's called an arrest.
Things don't get out of hand.
It's not. No, it's an arrest. If they see a young person, if you're 20 years old and you're walking down the street with an open container, or if you're 40 years old and you've got an open container or what they consider to be an open container, they're going to stop you.
Don't you think that these young people can learn the laws and abide? Don't you think these people can? Don't you think that you're putting?
How can you learn the laws when there's so many of them?
How many laws have you read, sir? When was the last time you took the law books out and read through them?
Are these college kids who don't even know that you're not allowed to? Why?
Joe,
how have we come so far?
Joe, I want you to tell me.
Don't even know. Huh?
Please, tell me the last time you took a criminal code book and read through it.
I tell you what, I don't know all the laws. I will tell you that. Okay. But
when was the last time you even read through any of them?
I know enough that if I'm getting into an area like, say, drugs or alcohol, that I would think that I'm not going to go out and do this in public. I'm not going to.
What's wrong with going? Sorry. What is wrong with going from one party, walking down the street with a beer in your hand, to another party?
Or home, for that matter.
Or home. What's wrong with that?
You mean there's just that no control, no self-control in these people? They got to just, you act as though there's no governing.
I'm not saying they're not in control of themselves. I'm not saying they're stumbling into the road. I'm saying they're walking from one place to another. They're controlling their beer while they're walking from one party to the next.
They're not harming anybody.
What is the problem?
I'll tell you, you're going into an area. I think you guys are thinking that marijuana is legal or should be legal too, right?
Well, it is in several states at this point, but yeah, of course, I think all drugs should be legal because they're not. Nobody's harming anybody else. It's your own body.
You need to ask two groups of people about that. One, teachers. Two, police. Because they're the ones.
Why? They're both agents of the state.
Well, what does their opinion matter?
What do you mean? These young kids who come into class high as a kite.
Dude, I've gotten high with like grade school teachers, right? These people are using drugs themselves.
You're saying the teachers are drug users?
Yeah, I knew a gal. She was
30. When you have 30 kids, you gotta control and teach something to, and you have one kid or two.
Gotta control them, Ian.
Dude, I'm not talking about during the school day. I'm talking about Saturday night with somebody walking from one party to the next. Why can't you just say, wow, that's a really dumb law. We don't need to have that crap. Leave those kids alone. Thanks for the call, Joe. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, do I think that people should abuse drugs or abuse alcohol or use it in inappropriate circumstances? No. But should those things be illegal? Absolutely not. If you don't want somebody in your class, kick them out. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want to work from home, get paid, and forward Liberty all at the same time? Free Talk Live is looking for account executives and appointment setters. If you've got a phone, a computer, internet connectivity, initiative, and a belief in the non-aggression principle, you're qualified. Earn up to $85,000 a year full-time, $25,000 a year part-time. Set your own hours, work from home, spread freedom. Join our team and work with one of the biggest leaders in the Liberty movement. Apply now at sales.freetalklive.com. Sales.freetalklive.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.